This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The TV station of Lebanon's Hezbollah group says top Hamas official Saleh Arouri has been killed in an explosion in a southern Beirut suburb.
Arouri, one of the founders of Hamas's military wing, had headed the group's presence in the West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, had threatened to kill him even before the Hamas-Israel war began on October the 7th. Israeli officials declined to comment. The explosion shook the Lebanese capital's southern suburbs, causing chaos in the militant Hezbollah group's stronghold. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the blast killed several people and was carried out by an Israeli drone. I'm Karen Chavas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russia has used almost 300 missiles and more than 200 drones in attacks over a three-day period. Zelensky, in his nightly video address, said that the latest attacks were intended to cause maximum destruction. Russia stepped up missile and drone strikes on December 29th when it launched its largest air attack of the war, killing at least 39 people. Kyiv had warned for weeks that Russia appeared to be stockpiling missiles for big attacks. Russia holds swaths of territory in eastern and southern Ukraine, and there is no end in sight to the war. This next month's second anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion approaches. The U.S. is confident that Palestinian militant groups used Gaza's largest hospital to hold at least a few hostages seized during their bloody October 7th attack and to house command infrastructure. That's according to an American intelligence assessment declassified on Tuesday and shared by a U.S. official. The assessment offers the firmest U.S. support for Israeli claims about the Shifa hospital complex, which was raided by Israeli forces. This is VOA News. Japan continues to be rocked by a series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan, leaving at least 62 people dead. Rescue efforts continued Wednesday to get out those trapped beneath collapsed buildings. Officials have been warning in some areas to stay away from their homes because of a risk of more strong quakes. Aftershocks continued to shake Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas 2 days after magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed the area on Monday. Japan is frequently hit by earthquakes because of its location along the Ring of Fire, an arc of volcanoes and fault lines in the Pacific Basin. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday appealed a ruling by Maine's Democratic Secretary of State barring him from the ballot over his role in a January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Shahid-type drones are...
Harvard's president has quit amid plagiarism accusations and backlash over testimony at a House hearing last month. Federal authorities say U.S. Senator Bob Menendez used his international clout to help a friend get a multi-million dollar deal with a Qatari investment fund, partly by taking actions favorable to Qatar's government. The new allegations deepen the legal challenges for Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat who already was charged with wielding his political influence to secretly advance Egypt's interest. Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, was already charged. The superseding indictment filed Tuesday in New York says the senator and his wife accepted bribes of gold bars and cash from New Jersey real estate developer Freddie Davis as a reward for several corrupt acts that include his help securing a major investment from the Qatari fund. A large passenger plane and Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided on the runway at Tokyo's airport and burst into flames. Officials say five people aboard the Coast Guard plane were killed. All 379 people on the Japan Airlines flight got out safely. The head of the Transport Ministry Civil Aviation Bureau says the collision occurred when the Japan Airlines Airbus A350 landed on a runway where the Coast Guard aircraft was preparing to take off. Coast Guard plane had been preparing to deliver relief goods to residents affected by a deadly earthquake in the region that occurred on Monday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.